Part 1, Story of Ajamil, Chapter Canto 5, Canto 6, Chapter 1. Shloka number 6. Right now, in this material world, O great, opulent and fortunate Sukadev Goswami, so that indeed all the hellish conditions in which the impious are put, human beings, nana ugra yatanan, varieties of terrible conditions of suffering, may not undergo that to me, please describe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. O greatly fortunate and opulent Sukadev Goswami, now kindly tell me how human beings may be saved from having to enter hellish conditions in which they suffer terrible pains. Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, my obeisances onto everyone's lotus feet. For many days, I had a desire that I could sit down and speak, discuss Lord's pastimes. So Radha Ras Bihari in Bombay have given me this opportunity. Actually, when we sit in with association of devotees, when we sit and discuss Bhagavatam, then we can experience Ananda. Actually, the Lord is mercifully, He has engaged me in speaking His katha. Wherever I go, I have to speak His pastimes. He engages me like this. Devotees request me, and I am. Krishna allows me to speak. I have just returned from Africa. Gurudev Prabhu, he told me to speak the same katha. So according to his desire, I am speaking. I give my appreciation to Sri Vasudev, who is always awaiting to hear this katha. According to his desire, the Lord has arranged for us to discuss. The story is like this. 5th canto, 26th chapter, Maharaj Parikshit has been described the descriptions of hellish planet. Hey Sukadev Goswami, hey Gurudev, please tell me, is hellish planet a country or something like Bharat, England, America, Russia? Is it a place on this earth there is a country called hell, or is it somewhere else apart from the earthly planet within this universe, or is it outside this universe? Where is this hell? Then Sukadev Goswami says, it is within this universe. It's below the earth and above the, it's near Pitri Lok. Narak, the hellish planets are very great, huge. It's a huge, huge place, much bigger than earth. It's near the Pitri Loka, and that is where the sinful persons get many different varieties of punishments. Sukadev has described many varieties of hellish conditions. Hearing those, Maharaj Parikshit became very much concerned for those who are always sinful. So he is Maharaj Parikshit is requesting Sukadev Goswami, please tell us a way in which the path a person can avoid going to the hellish planet, because knowingly or unknowingly everybody does something sinful. It's not that we have done sinful activities before and now we're not doing. Sometimes unknowingly it happens. Just like the Griha Medhis, Medhati Hinsa. In Griha Medhi means they always committing sinful activities unknowingly, filling up water, cooking, sweeping, pounding spices. In all these jobs, hinsa is carried out, and one cannot avoid. Actually, everybody is a Griha Medhi, because even though they can be so careful, still they may do something sinful. Knowingly even they commit. And even they know by doing this we will have to suffer. Still, by force of their nature and by force of the modes of material nature, they're forced to do sinful activities. Please give us some way that people can be saved by being a very nice Vaishnava. Sukadev Goswami was very much aggrieved for the living entities. He is not worried for himself, because Sukadev Goswami has told him, you put your heart in one place and you listen to the Katha of Bhagavat and you will go back to Godhead. So Maharaj Parikshit is not worried for himself. He is asking all these questions for the benefit of humankind. So we should all hear these with great attention. Maharaj Parikshit has taken his birth in a great Vaishnava family. He is a grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Arjun, and he is the king of the same Singhasan. He made a mistake of putting a dead snake around the neck of a great sage. And where Sukadev Goswami is speaking this Bhagavad Katha, the great sages from all over the universe have come to hear. The most important amazing thing is that Bhagavan Vedavyas himself is sitting in this assembly. One who has himself written Srimad Bhagavat, and he is sitting below, his asana is below that of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, and he is hearing. All the rishis that have come, they have come with their shishyas, with their disciples. Vedavyas, Narad Muni also is sitting. Vedavyas and Narad are sitting in one place. Parvat Muni, Ashri Ji, Kashyap, and great rishis and munis, usually they live in heavenly planets and Brahma Loka. They know the glories of the Bhagavad. And to hear, they have dropped all their activities to come in here. Amongst these great sages, Maharaj Parikshit is requesting an answer to save the human beings, simple living entities, how they can be saved from the hellish planets. Krishna has said in the same shloka three times, gacchanti, gacchanti, gacchanti. They go. Gacchanti means they go. They go. Gacchanti. Those who are in tattva gun, those who are engaged in devotional service, they go to higher places. They go to my planet. And madhyam people, those who are engaged in taking care of their family, their jobs, taking care of all kinds of sense gratification, they're in the middle. They take birth in the earthly planet. And not necessarily they will take birth as a human. Adho gacchanti. Tamasa adha gacchanti. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, those who intoxication, they murder, gamble, lust, anger, they go below to the hellish planet. And then they take birth in lower species. And who is speaking this? It's the person who sends, decides who goes where. It is Lord Krishna himself is speaking. The Supreme Lord, who is giving different living entities different abode after their life, he is the person who is speaking. Bhagavan is speaking. Tattvaguni go up, Madhyam go on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance and sinful persons go down into lower species. But everybody has to go. When we know we have to go, then why not endeavor to go to a higher place? Suppose we know we have to leave this house. Suppose we know we have to give up this house, then a person will look for a better house. If I have to leave this house, let me find a better house. And if we knew that we did not have to leave this body, then no problem. But we know we have to leave. Himself, the Supreme Lord, is saying how each person will go. So please listen to Maharaj Parikshit's question in mind. And Sukadev Goswami is answering. Before answering, Sukadev Goswami says, those hellish planets that I have ascribed, the sinful persons who do not atone, they must go there. And then he is repeating the same thing. If they don't nullify their sinful activities, the reactions in this life by atonement, they must go to the hellish planet. Shloka 7. Canto 6, Chapter 1, Shloka 7. Sukadev Goswami says, "My dear king, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life with his mind, words, and body are not counteracted through proper atonement according to the description of the Manu Samhita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering as I have previously described to you. Dhruvam savai pretya narkan." There is the word dhruvam and the words vai. Dhruvam means undoubtedly. And maybe somebody thinks, okay, maybe somebody can escape. Then there's, in the same line, there's another word vai, means indeed. Undoubtedly and indeed. Narkan upayati goes to the naraks. Which hellish planet does he go to? Kirtitaha. Once one that has been described by me unto you. I'm not explaining those hellish planets in this lecture, but I did that in Africa. You have heard them before, so there is no need for me to again go back to the previous chapter. Ye kirtita me bhavata. He's saying bhayanak means very fearful suffering. He had explained 28 kinds of different hellish planets, and in each hellish planet there is a different kind of suffering. There is one hell where there is only all the inside of the our dirty body, pus, blood, urine, stool. Who goes to those planets? Persons who eat improperly, those who eat without offering to the Lord, and they eat here and there in any hotel and any kind of food, they are thrown into this hellish planet. Before answering the Maharaj Parikshit's question, Sukadev Goswami is again speaking the same thing from the previous chapter, just to emphasize. It's not that after you die you can chant Hare Krishna and go to the Ganga and take bath. This chance is not given. If one knows one has done sinful, there is still time. In this life, if one doesn't do prayaschit in this life,
कैसे मन उक्ति पाले
Humans continue to do sins from their mind. One should engage their mind in devotional service of the Lord. He is always thinking of how to get more sense gratification. And then after thinking in their mind, they actually do it with their body. In Kali Yuga, it is forgiven when one thinks of sinful activities in their mind. But ukti, by their speech and by singing songs of sense gratification, all this is sinful. Like a Seshnag, sometimes people only with having one tongue, they can act like as if they have Seshnagas, unlimited tongues, and with one tongue they can commit so many offenses. Early morning, instead of taking darshan of the Bhagavad, they get darshan of the newspaper. And they engage their senses. By vachan, one does sinful activities. From mind to vachan, to their tongue. Ukta means the thoughts that have come to our mind, to bring it onto the tongue and speak, and then after that to do it with your hands, with your body. And all these cow killing and everything is being done by the hand, even though it is actually being done by the machine, but the switch is pressed by the hand. With all the senses, humans are continually doing sinful activities. But once knowing, being aware of their sins, one should try to atone for it by not doing nischit. For sure, they will be thrown into hellish planets. In this body, we have to nullify those. We have to atone for those sinful activities. We should become free from our bad karmas by taking to devotional service. Shloka 8. Therefore, pura eva, before indeed, to become free from the reaction of sinful activities, mrityur pura eva, before death, astu eva, before death and quickly, before he becomes entangled into great trouble or great diseases or old age, he should take care to get rid of these sinful reactions. Mrityur Mrityor Eva, etc. Sometimes the persons who do crimes, they plead to the judge, please forgive me. But when one is pleading like this to the Yamadutas beat them more. The experienced Yamadutas, they train the other Yamadutas how to treat the sinful persons, and if they say that if somebody is asking for forgiveness, then you should beat them more. This is how Yamadutas. At this time, before death, as soon as possible. And then Sukadev Goswami says, Vipadyatatmana, before this body gets into any kind of trouble, that it will happen. Nobody will escape old age or disease. Old age is great trouble for this body. We should, before the body gets into trouble, who is the person who will escape old age? In old age, one cannot walk. We have seen sometimes for an old person, his family person, they say, he walks to the bathroom on his own feet. This is very good. In other words, in the end, we'll come to this point that we cannot even walk to the toilet. One does a toilet while lying on the bed. And he cannot even stand up. And some, if there is a boy in the house, he will hold him and the boy will help him to the toilet. So the person who cannot even walk to the toilet, what prayaschit he will do? What tapasya, what austerity he will do at that time? One should do it before. So Sukadev Goswami is saying, avipadyata atmana. Before you can get to any vipatti, one should do it. Very beautiful example Sukadev Goswami is giving. As an expert physician, diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity, one should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sins. Sukadev Goswami says, For small sins, small prayaschit. For guru sin means big sin, big prayaschit. But one should finish it. This, in the present, this situation of ours is a very great disease. The Shastras, they tell us how to take the medicine. The Shastras tell us the Maha Mantra is the great medicine. But this is the nature of the human being. Until he experiences himself, he does not want to believe. Doshasya drishtva guru lagavam yatha. One should This is many times a person goes to an expert physician when he is very sick. Many times he comes back free from the disease. So the disease, the sins that we have done or doing, that is our diseased condition, and we have to become free from this diseased condition. The doctor knows that by taking this disease and by avoiding these foods and these activities, this medicine, one will become free from the disease. So the great Maharishis, Acharyas, have given prayaschit according to the severity of the sins. Just like Manu Maharaj, these great personalities have given a list. For this sin, there is this atonement. For this sin, this atonement. They have given for the, if somebody steals, the atonement has been given in Manu Samhita that he should give in charity. If he has done this sinful activity of stealing money, then he should give in charity and he should eat once in 2 or 3 days. He should fast. Don't give food to the body and other wealth that you have stolen. It should be given to the brahmanas. This is given in Manu Samhita. By this, one can atone from that particular sin. One who does not atone, then that sin, it increases like the interest on money increases. The suffering in the hellish planet increases and it keeps on increasing. If one does not atone, it is like taking an interest on the money borrowed. Suppose somebody is, if somebody is buying some food for 10 rupees, 1 kilo, and he has to give 50% interest on that money that he's borrowed, that means he is eating for 15 rupees. And with respect to sins, it's the same thing. One has to atone in this life. There is no question of atoning in the next life. One will be given the sufferings. If somebody is getting too much disease, he should immediately take care of the disease, because at this time the disease is very weak. If one neglects the disease, it will take roots very deep and even the medicine may not work. Therefore, as soon as possible, just like with the disease, as soon as possible one should take care of the disease. In the same way, as soon as possible one should atone for the sinful activities. Otherwise, it will take to root and there will be great suffering. This is here explained by Shukadev Goswami. Although we cannot use the name of the Lord to cut the sinful reaction, this is an offense. Vishwanath Thakur has said, just like in your house you have a pet lion, and just like, I'm sorry, just like if there's a fox coming into your house, you do not bring a to get rid of the cat or a fox, you don't keep a pet, a lion. A kid with a stick is enough. One does not use the name of the Lord to cut the sinful activities. Simply the namabhas is enough to get rid of the sins. Just like Ajamil, he used to call his son Narayan, although he was not attracted to Narayan, but just by calling all the time the name of his son Narayan, unknowingly, he was clearing his sinful reactions. This will be explained in this katha. The holy name of the Lord is to obtain the love for Krishna. So Sukadev Goswami, when he is talking about this atonement, it is very nice. One should do atonement, but Parikshit Maharaj did not become pleased by this kind of lecture. Sri Rajo Uvacha, Maharaj, he said, Shloka 9, Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general, and because he hears from scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish conditions in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Maharaj Parikshit is asking. Janiya suniya vishakainu. He sees, he knows, but still he is forced to do this sinful activity. He hears from the Shastra, he hears from Sadhu, that after death he has to suffer. And he sees that the government is putting the criminals in the jail for life. But knowingly, he is forced to do so. One is by nature, by prakriti modes, he is so forced that he cannot give up these sins. So what's the use? Maharaj Parikshit is asking. Suppose he does sins and yet atones, but his desires for sins remains, then what is the use of such atonement? He says, no, this process is not good. Shloka 10. Kvachit nivartate bhadra. Sometimes one is very alert. So, and then we see the same person again does the same sinful activities. This is the force from his previous sanskar, from his previous lives. Kvachit charati tat puna. He becomes victimized again by the same sin. Therefore, I consider this to be like the bathing of an elephant. Prayashchitam atho apartham. I consider this atonement to be useless. Maharaj Parikshit is speaking in Maharaj Sukadev Goswami is speaking in the assembly of these great sages, this this upay, this way, but Maharaj Parikshit clearly rejects it in front of all the sages. He says, you see an elephant taking bath, and then he throws the dust over his head as soon as he returns to the land. Maharaj Parikshit clearly rejects the statement of the great Sukadev Goswami. Just like a person's nature to do commit sinful activity again and again, it is the nature, we see that it's the nature of an elephant to again keep throwing. We have seen many times in India. He keeps lifting with his trunk lots of dust and keeps throwing on his body. In the same way, it's the nature of the human being to keep committing sinful activities because of his many lifetimes of this habit. So, Maharaj Parikshit says, I consider this apartham, means useless. Actually, Sukadev Goswami was testing Parikshit Maharaj. Let me see if, when I say this, if Maharaj Parikshit is going to become satisfied. But he saw that he was not satisfied and he was pleased. Maharaj Parikshit says, please tell something by which the person will not even do the sinful activities again. Suppose one goes to the doctor, becomes okay, and he comes back and he again eats the wrong food and again he becomes sick. What is the use of this kind of medicine? The elephant throws dust on his head. We have read about this in Hindi books. One time, Tulsidas, he asked Bhakt Rahim, Kavi, poet, Hey Rahim ji, please tell us. Gajraj, why he keeps, Rahim ji used to be a very great devotee of his time, so he's asking Rahim, Gajraj, the elephant, the same dust of lotus feet of Lord Ram that gave freedom to Ahilya, who became the big rock, the same dust he wants to put on his head. Even to this day, the elephant is looking for that dust. Wherever he goes, he's looking. Wherever he goes, he keeps throwing dust on his head, thinking, maybe this dust is that same dust from Lord Ram's feet. Maybe this dust is the same dust of Lord Ram's feet. So he keeps throwing dust on his head. In the same way, it's the nature of the human being. He keeps doing a sinful act. With not doing is very difficult. So Maharaj Parikshit, that he cuts the statement of Sukadev Goswami is of great importance. Not to do sinful is very sinful activity is very difficult. So Maharaj Parikshit, the cutting of Sukadev Goswami's words is to find a real solution. So, Shloka 11. Now, Sri Badrayan Uvaj. Badrayana Uvacha means son of Vyasadev. Said, my dear king, since acts meant to neutralize impious actions are also fruitive, they will not release one from the tendency to act fruitively. Persons who subject themselves to rules and regulations of atonement are not at all intelligent. Indeed, they are in the mode of darkness. In In Ramcharitmanas it said, stool cannot be cleaned with stool. By the jiva, he does sins because of agyan, ignorance. He does not know what is his real duty. So he's trying to cut the one karma with another karma. So the question becomes, Manu Maharaj, Manu Samhita, all these different ways, why did they give these? So Manu Samhita, all these ways are given for persons who do not want to know their real identity and the identity of the Lord. For ignorance person. If one tells an ignorance person, you do bhajan, he will not do. If you tell him just walk here and there and go to the pilgrimage, do some charity, they will do. But if you tell them come to the temple, sit down, chant some japa, they will not do. They will take great troubles to walk to all the tirthas, but if you just tell them simply become a devotee, chant Hare Krishna, they will not do. So for these kind of persons, Manu Maharaj has given these ways. So those who are in ignorance, it is told to them to do dan and yagya. Because if we tell them do so much in charity, they'll do. Something that seems very, very difficult to do materially speaking, they'll think this looks very hard, so this must atone. But if we tell them to chant, they will not believe because it seems very easy. They are foolish persons. They become purified, but not very, very much purified. So Maharaj Parikshit said, what is the real atonement? So Sukadev Goswami says, thus even though one may superficially seem pious, he will undoubtedly be prone to act impiously. Therefore real atonement is enlightenment in perfect knowledge, by which one understands the Supreme Absolute Truth. Goswami is saying the gyan, real gyan, to be the atonement. If one has the gyan or knowledge that this is wrong, this is sinful, and this is good, this is pious, at least knowing that will help him. But not totally correct. But it will not totally relieve him. Sukadev. One who, just like one who eats the correct foodstuffs, he does not get diseases very easily. Sometimes one sees a dead person and he may get a little bit of gyan or knowledge by hearing katha, by hearing bhagavad, one gets real gyan. That's so he wanted to know something. Please tell me something that the gyan, the knowledge will remain. So Sukadev Goswami says, to keep keep the knowledge forever, one has to have regulation. When, by keeping regulated in hearing, hearing about the Supreme and the Self, hearing constantly, that, and if one stops doing all these, gives up, then he may again fall down. Sloka 12. Number 14. So he says, the first thing, to concentrate the mind by sense gratification, his knowledge gets destroyed. So one must undergo austerity, tapasya, or austerity is very important to keep the gyan or knowledge alive. Just like to control his eyes, his ears, his tongue, his touch, observing life of one should, this is called tapasya, to control the mind and the senses. By taking the senses away from sense gratification and engaging them in that of the Supreme Lord, that will keep him, that will keep the knowledge rooted. But in this world, actually, to do tapasya, to do austerity is very difficult. After this he says, brahmacharya, tapasya, by doing, following brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means to protect the semen. That gives amazing shakti to the body and to the mind. In Krishna says in the Gita, for the devotees, brahmacharya is very important. For them, married life is for begetting good children. One should not think of other women, speak about sex life, dally with women, look lustily at women, talk intimately with women, or decide to engage in sexual intercourse. Nor should one endeavor for sex life or engage in sex life with other women. This is called austerity. Many people, they give up their family life to understand, engaged in spiritual life. There are 12 yamas and 12 niyam. Yam means to not do, and niyam means to do. No gambling, no meat eating, etc. That's yam. Niyam, what to do is to chant, to do Mangala Arati. That is called niyam. There's a kind of 12 yam and 12 niyam. Those who have faith in the Shastra And those who have faith in those speaking Shastra, they burn their sinful, past sinful activities in the same way that the fire burns the forest. Doesn't matter how big the wood is, small spark can burn the whole thing. By tapasya, by brahmacharya, by following the niyam, the human person gets such gyan in his heart that is there to stay. Just like in the villages we see these trees of this certain plant. Most of the examples that are given in Bhagavad, like this bamboo trees, if a small spark is there, a small piece of bamboo catches fire, the whole forest of bamboos become eaten up by the fire and becomes ashes. The great